we had a very sort of open-ended proposal, really, and which is kind of in the spirit of the cylindrical forms when we started them, which was about 2 years ago, was that we take away the idea of a pot being functional, which was something which had always been a cornerstone of our practice, and to see what happens if it doesn't have to be functional, therefore it doesn't have a sort of price ceiling, and therefore it doesn't have a time scale that it has to be made within a certain number of minutes to be viable. If we remove all of those, what happens?
And then so you would then be given as much time and space as you wanted to play with your concerns on the surface of the pot, wouldn't you? In a way that you weren't able to
be. Yeah. I would often feel like I wanted to invest longer in a decorated mug, but thinking, well, I can't because it's only a mug and it's going to be the same price as all the others because they're a sort of uniform thing. So it became much more like a kind of opportunity for a painting, say, something which was a one-off that didn't have any rules.
And it made quite a difference. I mean, until a couple of years ago, we only had one wheel in there. And so we would share that wheel, which meant that most of the time I was using it. But then if for example, I were to... We had started to make the decorated tableware things like the mugs that you used this morning. So we'd have to plan our time, sort of timetable our activities so that, for example, Tiller would be decorating mug bodies while I was putting handles on some other ones that I'd already done. Because obviously, if I'm putting handles on, I'm not using the wheel. And so you would use your little... I'd be saying, I'm not using the wheel this morning, Tiller. You can use it. And so you'd come in and do your decorating in that little slot. And when I'd finished putting the handles on, so you'd probably be time for me to come back and do something else. Or you might be doing, well, I'm doing some glazing. That would then give you some time on the wheel because I wouldn't be using it. But
so it would, so the cylindrical forms were really about having freedom from functionality and from time constraints.